Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين وإمام المجاهدين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وعليكم السلام.
So brothers, we're here at a barbecue enjoying the summer, and the thing that I wanted to talk about is actually about taqwa, and there's a relationship between the summer and taqwa, because the fitna that you can see and the problems that people have and the opportunities people think that they can have to sin increase at this time. The temptation increases at this time. And for the believer, especially for the young believer, and even worse for the young believer in the West, taqwa is essential. Now, taqwa is already one of the most important topics in this deen. Already something that we should be holding on to. So I want to make a few comments about taqwa. And if we can hold on to that taqwa, then maybe, inshallah ta'ala, this summer will be one where we are not afflicted, where we are not tempted, and where we are able to hold on to our deen and our iman, and become models for the people around us who find it difficult too. And maybe we can help them, as they, all around the country now perhaps, enjoying the summer, enjoying the barbecues, wondering what they're going to be getting up to tonight. Maybe they can learn from us. So, when we talk about taqwa, there's a misunderstanding. Some people just think it means fear. Just pure, blind fear. And that's not what taqwa is about. Taqwa is about being cautious. It's about wanting to protect yourself from the hellfire. Fearing the threat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes. But obeying the commands and prohibitions, making sure that you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoid that hellfire. That means that you have to be cautious of the little things. Not just the big things, but the little things. Imagine a man who talks too much. Imagine a man who, when he says something, he makes a promise. He doesn't even remember it. A man who takes a responsibility and he lets it go. This is a man who has no caution. This is a man who's relaxed. And this is a man who has a problem with taqwa. Because if a man had taqwa, he would take care of those little details. So now, think about this. The sin that is easy for you isn't the big one first. It's the small ones. It's the ones that add up. It's the ones that open the door. It's the ones that make you feel comfortable. The ones that make you think the next thing's not so bad. Taqwa is the thing that stops you from going down that road. So, you have to understand that taqwa isn't just a blind fear. It's being cautious about the little things, holding on to the little things, and preserving your deen and your iman at difficult times too. But generally, all of the time. There's another thing. Ramadan is coming. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reach it. Now Ramadan, for most brothers, it's their favourite month, right? Your favourite month?
Yep.
Yeah, for a lot of the brothers, that's it, man. Ramadan, man. But Ramadan has a link to taqwa as well. Brothers, what's the link? Ramadan and taqwa? Anyone?
The
a good cultured crowd, I'm sure you'll be able to.
Fasting has been prescribed upon you so that you may attain Prophethood.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So, the ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب عليكم الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. The ayah says exactly as our brother was saying. O you who believe, observing the fast is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become al-muttaqun, the pious, those with taqwa. What's the relationship between fasting and taqwa? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone think of a relationship between fasting?
When you're fasting, there's a lot of things you've got to keep an eye on. So like, I bite my nails, I've got to constantly be aware not to do that, not to look, not to sweat. So you're constantly aware that you're in the state of the fast.
It's a model. Brothers get hungry, bro.
Brothers get hungry, yeah? How's a burger?
A lot of things in the daytime that are usually halal for you made haram.
Okay. Anyone else?
So that extra caution that you take when you're fasting in terms of, you know, really going that extra mile to stay away from the things that really tempt you to do sinful acts. But at that point when you're fasting, you are that extra cautious.
Okay. So if you can see the link between fasting and taqwa very easily, because remember, if you forget that you're fasting, if you forget that you're in that state, if you're not conscious, in a heightened state of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your relationship to Him, you will lose your fast, you will break your fast. And remember, fasting is not just the food and the drink and the smoking and having relationship with your wife. It's also about the swearing, it's also about the lying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need of your fast if you will speak with foul language and make a promise and break it. Remember this. So it's clear to you what the relationship is with taqwa and fasting. So now think of the relationship between taqwa and the rest of your life. Because you have to stay conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying in that state and protecting yourself from what you can do. And think of the summer now, and think of the fitna, and remember that taqwa, staying conscious, keeping away, and holding on to the small things. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.